Hello, my name is Liz. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a confidential and secure poll about Aurora public schools and the possible issues on this year's ballot. Are you registered to vote at this address in Colorado?
I am.
Are you registered as a Democrat or Republican?
Republican.
Thank you. This November, there will be an election for U.S. President and other offices. How certain are you that you're going to vote? Very certain, somewhat, or not certain to vote?
Very certain.
Thank you. First of all, considering general conditions like the economy and quality of life, do you feel that things in Aurora are headed in the right direction or on the wrong direction?
Wrong direction.
Thank you. And what's your opinion of how people living in the neighborhood areas of Denver and Cherry Creek views Aurora generally? Do you think they see Aurora as about the same as where they live, as better, having a better quality of life, or as having a lower quality of life?
About the same.
Thank you. In general, how would you rate the quality of public schools in Aurora Public Schools District where you live? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Poor.
Thank you. How familiar are you with the areas, neighborhoods, and schools within the Aurora Public School District, including its size and demographic, geographic territory? Very familiar, somewhat, or not at all familiar?
Would have to be somewhat. Aurora is very large.
Okay. Have you heard or read anything about Blueprint APS?
No.
Okay. Do you think the overall level of property taxes Colorado homeowners pay are much too high, somewhat high, about right, or probably a little low given the quality and level of service provided?
Much too high.
Okay. Have you heard about, read about or experienced a recent increase in Colorado state property taxes?
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
Yes. Have you heard about, read about, or experienced a recent increase in Colorado state property taxes?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Well, nobody likes paying high higher taxes. Colorado recently sent out notices and raised homeowners' property taxes by 25%. Which of the following applies best to you and your household? Can afford and absorb this increase without any problems? Can pay the increase, but it really squeezes our budget, requiring cutbacks and lower spendings? Cannot afford the increase. It hurts household finances badly.
No, it squeezes me.
Okay. As you may know, as you may or may not know, because Colorado voters rejected the governor's proposition HH ballot issue last fall, the state will be sending every Colorado taxpayer an $800 check in May. What kind of impact will this payment have on your household finances? A very positive impact, a small positive impact, or not really much impact at all?
A very positive impact.
Thank you. And the following ballot issue is up to, if the following ballot issue is up for a vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections, would you vote yes or no? A $1 billion bond for Aurora Public Schools with no increase in property taxes to pay for repairing and renovating older schools to provide all students with high-quality education facilities. Repurposing schools to provide new and real-world learning opportunities to students, expanding school choices, and reprogramming options for more APS students. adding additional spaces in schools for mental health providers to increase a student access to mental health services through the district. Would you vote yes or no?
No.
Okay. Also, Aurora Public Schools may ask voters to approve a $300 million override ballot issue that, without increasing property taxes, will fund ongoing maintenance needs for school buildings, ensures access to upgraded technology.
No. The answer is no. Okay. I would not vote yes on any school funds until they change the curriculum to where they're actually teaching the students something. So the curriculum has to come first.
Following up, you agree or disagree with the statements, those against this Aurora Public School bond and Mill Levy ballot might make. Since property taxes are so high already and going up continually, it is better for taxpayers to vote against UAP and vote less increase.
I'm sorry, you're breaking up. You were breaking up.
Okay, sorry. Okay, please tell me if you agree or disagree. Since property taxes are so high already and going up continually, it is better for taxpayers to vote against any APS bonds and mill levy increases in order to lower property taxes instead, especially since the big district that has enough money already would spend this extra money on projects far from my neighborhood. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Thank you. Lastly, here are some statements that supporters of the APS bond and mile levy ballot issue might make. Rate each as very strong, somewhat strong, a weak reason to vote yes on this 2024 ballot issue. Many APS buildings that are 30, 40, or even 50 years old have maintenance needs that have been put off for years. Just like any home or property this old, these buildings need to be renovated, repaired, and refreshed so these schools last and students have a good learning environment. Very strong reason, somewhat strong reason, or weak reason.
Somewhat.
Okay. This investment in Aurora Public Schools will keep the community public schools strong and help increase property and home resale values. Very, somewhat, or weak reason?
Weak reason.
Okay. Providing students
all
and staff
do is,
with...
They're in the middle of diverting any and all money to support the migrants that are coming up through the southern border. So any money we give them is just going to be reappropriated.
Okay. Providing students and staff with updated technology devices and ensuring that schools have the latest state-of-the-art technologies to keep students engaged and excited about learning. Very, somewhat, or weak reason?
Weak reason.
Okay. Providing more spaces for mental health professionals to work with students will help thousands of more students cope with today's pressure and be safe, more productive learners.
Weak reason.
Okay. The large bond in teachers' pay, Mill Levy, will come with no tax increase.
I'm going to go with weak.
Okay. The best way to build a stronger, safer future for the Aurora community is to invest more in educating our kids, giving them skills needed to succeed in today's job market and keep our schools in good shape.
I would agree with that.
Very strong reasons, somewhat strong reasons, or weak reasons?
Very strongly.
Okay. Bond funding would allow the district to build more spaces to expand preschool programming to prepare its youngest learners for success in kindergarten through their K-12 education. Very somewhat or weak reason?
Weak.
Okay. The bond will fund a skills training program called P-Tech, a partnership with a community college, APS, a local employer that includes specialized technology training for today's skills jobs, internships, mentoring, and apprenticeships for students graduated ready to fill available jobs.
Strongly agree.
Okay. Continual security upgrades, including updated cameras, more secure entry vestibules, and locking mechanisms on classroom doors are necessary at all schools these days to keep our kids safe and secure.
Strongly agree.
Okay. During school renovations and replacements, making buildings more energy efficient, save taxpayers millions of dollars in lower utility bills, and reduces the district's carbon emission footprint.
Yeah, I strongly agree.
Okay. The large bond package will help Aurora Public Schools be the best schools district in the state.
I'd have to disagree with that.
Weak reason, somewhat strong, or very strong reason?
Somewhat strong.
Okay. With both Denver and Cherry Creek funding improvements in their schools, Aurora needs to stay competitive by improving and modernizing its school. Very strong, somewhat weak reason.
Weak reason.
Thank you. Finally, having heard all this information, would you vote yes or no to the following APA November 2024 ballot issue? A $1 billion bond to build state-of-art facility for all Aurora students to ensure all their buildings are repaired and maintained, and to provide innovative workforce training at no additional property tax increase. Yes?
No. No.
Okay. And a $30 million may levy override to pay for ongoing maintenance needs for school buildings, ensuring access to upgraded technology, and freeing up funding to adequately and competitively compensate teachers and staff at no additional property tax increase.
No.
Okay, thank you. Now, what is your age between 18, 39, 40, 54, 55, 64, or 65 and up?
65 and up.
Okay, do you consider yourself to be Hispanic, Mexican, or any other Latino ancestry?
Well, any other Latino. Well, consider myself. No.
Okay. Do you consider yourself to be African American or black?
No.
Do you own or rent your current place of residence?
Rent.
And what county do you live in? Adams County or Arapahoe?
Adams.
Thank you. And do you have any children currently in Aurora Public School District?
No.
Okay. So that concludes with our survey. I thank you so much for your time and patience. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.